Hello everyone, welcome to Tesla Daily News. Today is July 30th, Thursday, and the following is the latest Tesla news. According to market data, Tesla stock opened at $302.70, traded between a low of $301.33 and a high of $310.87, and closed at $308.85, up from the previous close of $298.32. Trading volume reached about 37.85 million shares, indicating strong interest after the recent pullback. 10-word technical view, uptrend intact, strong volume confirms bullish momentum, resistance near 320. Now let's move on to today's major Tesla-related stories. According to Die Glock, Da and other German outlets, Elon Musk plans to once again deploy significant financial resources to support Donald Trump's Republican Party ahead of the upcoming United States congressional elections. Several reports, including coverage by Die Zeit, T-Online, and Handelsblatt, describe how Musk's political action committee, America PAC, will heavily focus on campaign advertising and voter outreach in key swing districts. For Tesla investors, this renewed high-profile political engagement may increase both regulatory opportunity and headline risk. These reports recall that during the 2024 presidential race, Musk donated more than $250 million to Trump, which helped secure him a role as a close advisor at the start of Trump's second term. In that period, Musk was frequently seen alongside the president and was tasked with leading an aggressive cost-cutting push within the federal government through a committee called DOGE. One of the most controversial moves was his push to slash foreign aid, which he colorfully described as putting development assistance into a wood chipper. According to the German coverage, the resulting public backlash spilled over into boycotts and protests that also affected demand for Tesla vehicles in certain markets. The same articles explained that the relationship between Musk and Trump became strained around mid-2025 over a tax bill advanced by the White House. Musk publicly argued that Trump would not have been re-elected without his help, while Trump countered that Musk was merely upset about the removal of electric vehicle subsidies. Although the two eventually reconciled, multiple outlets emphasized that their relationship remained somewhat distant. For Tesla shareholders, this history matters because it shows how quickly political alliances can shift and how policy decisions, such as subsidy cuts, can hit Tesla's core business. The upcoming November congressional elections are described as crucial for Trump's ability to govern through the remainder of his term. Currently, Republicans hold majorities in both the House of Representatives and the Senate. If Democrats manage to flip one chamber, it could significantly constrain the administration's legislative agenda and expand investigative oversight through committees. According to Axios, quoted widely in the German press, senior Trump advisor James Blair said the return of Musk's America PAC will give Republicans an enormous boost in this fight. From a Tesla investor's perspective, there are several angles here. A Republican-controlled Congress aligned with Musk could be more favorable to deregulation and potentially to certain industrial policies that benefit large manufacturers and defense-adjacent technologies. On the other hand, further deep cuts to foreign aid and other contentious spending areas could trigger new waves of protest against Musk-associated brands, including Tesla. Investors need to be aware that sentiment risk can translate into softer demand in some regions, more reputational volatility, and possibly additional scrutiny from international partners. The German reports also mentioned that current polling data for several Republican candidates in competitive districts is weak, and analysts partly blame widespread dissatisfaction with Trump and a spike in gasoline prices driven by the Iran war. While higher fuel prices can, in theory, support long-term demand for electric vehicles and benefit Tesla, they also raise the broader macroeconomic risk profile, potentially weighing on consumer spending and auto affordability. For Tesla shareholders, this is a nuanced setup. Higher structural demand for EVs versus increased political and economic uncertainty. According to Finanzen, CH, an important discussion has emerged in the investment community about whether Tesla and SpaceX should be classified as value stocks rather than purely growth stories. In an interview with MarketWatch summarized by Finanzen, CH, Christopher Tsai, President and Chief Investment Officer of Tsai Capital, argues that Tesla and SpaceX qualify as part of what he calls the next evolutionary stage of value investing. His definition of value centers on long-term, future cash flows rather than today's earnings multiples. Tsai criticizes the common investor mistake of treating high valuation multiples as an automatic red flag. He points out that both Tesla and SpaceX intentionally depress near-term profits by pouring capital into new technologies and markets, with the aim of creating much larger future cash flows. From this perspective, the snapshot of current earnings does not fully capture the intrinsic value being built, especially over a 5-year horizon under base, bear, and bull scenarios. For Tesla enthusiasts, this framing supports the thesis that the company's heavy spending on artificial intelligence, robotics, and energy storage is value-creating rather than value-destructive. Finanzen, CH explains that in SAI's framework, traditional value investing typically looks for low price-to-earnings ratios and already stable profit streams, a pattern Tesla clearly does not fit. Instead, SAI presents a concept he labels Value Investing 4.0. This stage follows the earlier generation of platform and ecosystem companies, such as Amazon, which spent years reinvesting at the expense of profits before the market fully recognized their embedded value. He suggests that Tesla and SpaceX represent an even more advanced form, where digital capabilities, artificial intelligence, and data become central to competitive advantage. SAI sets out four key conditions for a company to qualify as a Value 4.0 business. First, it must develop an intelligence-based competitive edge, for example through superior data, algorithms, or learning systems. Second, it should produce digital work as its core product, meaning software or AI-driven services that can scale globally at low marginal cost. Third, it needs a self-sustaining business model, where existing operations generate enough cash to fund ongoing innovation. Fourth, it must be able to reinvest capital back into the business at high returns. According to the article, SAI believes both Tesla and SpaceX meet these conditions and possess deep competitive moats. At Tesla specifically, he highlights the profitable electric vehicle franchise, which he sees as the financial engine funding high-potential AI initiatives such as the Dojo training platform and the full self-driving autonomous driving stack. For long-term investors, this implies that today's automotive earnings may be just the foundation for a future software and AI-heavy revenue mix with much higher margins. Finanzen, CH notes that SAI first bought Tesla shares in early 2020 and has held the position since then. Interestingly, he estimates that only a small percentage of companies in the artificial intelligence and automotive intelligence fields will become long-term winners, which is why his fund runs a highly selective, concentrated portfolio of roughly 14 high-quality names. Alongside Tesla and SpaceX, the portfolio includes major cloud and AI infrastructure providers such as Amazon, Alphabet, and Microsoft. SAI argues that these companies can benefit from AI growth regardless of which specific model provider ultimately dominates. The article also contrasts SAI's optimistic stance with a more cautious view from Charles Schwab, which has previously warned investors against betting heavily on companies whose growth promises lie far in the future. SAI disagrees, asserting that successful value investing has always been about trusting carefully analyzed future cash flows rather than simply buying what looks cheap today. For Tesla investors, this debate is important because it influences how the market values the company's long-dated projects, from AI and robotics to energy and autonomous mobility. According to coverage from the Kansas City Star relaying analysis from The Street and MarketWatch, SpaceX's recent market performance has become a fresh point of discussion for broader Musk-related investing, including sentiment toward Tesla. Jim Cramer, while remaining fundamentally positive on SpaceX's long-term story, is urging investors to be patient and to wait until after the first lockup expiration for insiders on August 6 before making large purchases of SpaceX shares. He emphasizes that this is a timing call rather than a bearish call on the business itself. The report notes that SpaceX, trading under the ticker SPCX, surged shortly after its June debut to a valuation around $3 trillion, briefly surpassing the market capitalizations of Amazon and Microsoft. Since that peak, the stock has dropped by roughly half, with the market value falling to about $1.5 trillion. The article points out that this decline represents a larger loss in market value than the entire capitalization of Tesla, which is currently around $1.1 trillion. This comparison is important for Tesla investors because it highlights how quickly sentiment can reverse on high-expectation Musk LED ventures. The analysis underscores that on August 6, roughly 20% of restricted SpaceX holdings owned by eligible employees and early investors become freely tradable, more than doubling the public float. Additional tranches of locked shares are scheduled to unlock every few weeks into late October of 2026, with another large portion becoming sellable after the company's third quarter report. With short interest already above 30% of the float, the combination of increasing share supply and existing bearish positioning could put significant pressure on the stock. From a Tesla holder's standpoint, heavy volatility in SpaceX can have indirect effects. First, market confidence in Musk's ability to manage multiple capital-intensive ventures can impact how investors value Tesla's own long-term projects. Second, Musk's personal net worth, much of it tied to both Tesla and SpaceX, influences his financial flexibility for future ventures and potentially his willingness to sell or pledge Tesla shares under stress. A sharp move in SpaceX might not change Tesla's operations, but it can affect broader market psychology around the Musk ecosystem. The article also details SpaceX's financial profile heading into its first quarterly results as a public company, scheduled for early August. Revenue is growing rapidly, but the company remains loss-making at the consolidated level, with only Starlink generating meaningful operating profits, while the AI and rocket divisions continue to post sizable losses. This mirrors, to some extent, the Tesla narrative from earlier years, where a strong core product financed ambitious new verticals. For Tesla enthusiasts following the broader Musk universe, the message from this coverage is to distinguish between long-term potential and near-term trading risk. Cramer recommends letting the lockup-driven supply hit the market and using any weakness as a potential opportunity rather than chasing the stock into a wall of insider selling. That same discipline can apply to Tesla, especially around major news events, product launches, or regulatory decisions that can temporarily distort pricing. Taken together, today's news paints a picture of Tesla positioned at the intersection of politics, advanced value-driven investing frameworks, and the broader Musk capital ecosystem. On one hand, Musk's renewed political activism through America PAC could shape the regulatory environment in ways that help or hurt Tesla over the next few years. On another, sophisticated investors like Psi Capital are publicly reframing Tesla as a long-duration value creator driven by AI and digital leverage, not just an automaker with a high multiple. Finally, the turbulence in SpaceX reminds investors that even world-class technological stories can experience severe market swings when supply, expectations, and short interest converge. For shareholders, the key takeaways are to monitor political risk closely, to evaluate Tesla using long-term cash flow scenarios rather than short-term earnings, and to stay disciplined about entry points and position sizes in the broader Musk universe. As always, none of this is financial advice, and every investor should do their own research and consider their own risk tolerance. Thanks for listening to Tesla Daily News. If you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe and stay tuned for more updates.